we're interested in conducting audits because your compliance plan tells you that you have to. For those of you that have adopted a voluntary OIG billing and coding and documentation compliance program, I take my hat off to you. It's a big step for an organization to take. Why? Because it demonstrates that you're, it indicates that you're willing to demonstrate a good faith effort to comply with the statutes and regulations that are put forth not only by the federal payer and state payer programs, but also by your commercial payers, your private payers. One of the things that I tell my clients all the time, and I will tell you that we have more than 16,000 clients in our organization scattered all around the country as well as internationally. If you are going to tell a governmental agency that you have a compliance plan, you better make certain that you're adhering to it. Why? Because if you're not, the penalties and fines will be that much more drastic and significant if, in the case you're audited, they find out that you basically had a compliance program in place as a way of kind of trying to pacify the government, if you will. When that happens, it quickly goes from being a voluntary process to having to find somebody like myself or somebody like Robert Lyles or, you know, other members of, you know, his team to be able to negotiate an opportunity for your practices to remain a part of the federal payer program. And usually that involves you having to get into what's referred to as a corporate integrity agreement, a CIA agreement.